Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean, I'm thinking about Will Smith, imagining him watching Chris Rock on Netflix, when everything seemed to sort of quiet down about the slap, and now this. What did you think of that?
I thought exactly the same thing that I was watching it. First of all, it's been a year since it's happened. Will Smith has gone on, done interviews, did an interview with me about his movie Emancipation, but also we talked about the slap. But he's done a lot of talking about that, and Chris Rock has not said a word about it. And I didn't think that Chris Rock was just going to let it go. I knew at some point that something was going to happen, and he very wisely waited and incorporated it into his live Netflix special that was on Saturday night. First time that Netflix has ever done a live broadcast like that. And I haven't gotten the numbers back on this, but I know that Chris Rock and Will Smith were both trending on Sunday morning, so that says something. I know that the internet almost broke down as a result of everybody tuning in to watch it.
More people are going to be watching it now that they've heard about it, and it's available now.
Right. It's the special is streaming. Mm-hmm. I've got a little clip for you right now that our radio surgeons have done a massive surgery on this to take out all the words which are not allowed to be used on the air. And believe me, the special is packed with them. It's very hard R rated if you're going to go and check it out. But this is a little of what Chris Rock had to say about the slap.
People, I did it hurt. It still hurts. I got summertime ringing in my ears. But I'm not a victim, baby. You will never see me on Oprah or Gail crying. You will never see it. Never gonna happen.
I couldn't believe it. And I love Men in Black.
No, she hurt him way more than he hurt me. Okay? But first of all, I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We are not the same size, okay? We are not. This guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off. And a lot of people go, Chris, how come you didn't do nothing back? How come you didn't do nothing back that night? Because I got parents. And you know what my parents taught me? Don't fight in front of white people.
So there was a big mic drop. He literally slammed the mic to the floor.
Yeah, that was the end.
At the end of it all. And the reaction's been really interesting. I thought it was funny. I've always thought Chris Rock was funny. I did not expect him to do, a soft sell on this. I expected him to come out swinging with it, and he most certainly did. He's famous for using profanity in his concerts. He's famous for his shows being, pretty hard R-rated. That said, some people are saying that he sounds like a cranky old man, yelling "Get off my lawn!" That it sounds like he's complaining. He said in that clip, "I'm not a victim. I'm not going to go on Oprah or Gail to be talking about all this," but he's got a live Netflix special where he's talking about it.
Yeah,
I read an interesting editorial saying, "Never get a stand-up comedian mad at you because they will have the final word in no matter what." The stand-up comedian is going to make mincemeat out of you, and he did about Will. He brought up Jada again, the name that Will Smith had told him to keep out of his mouth. He had no problem bringing up Jada again.
Well, he really went after them and their marital issues, didn't he?
Yes, he did, about their alleged alleged infidelities and so forth. He took off after Meghan Markle in this. He took off after woke culture in this. Really, nobody was spared in this whole thing. So if you're interested in seeing it, it's streaming on Netflix right now.
He's a brilliant writer, and the way he performs is unbelievable as well. What a combination. I thought that when he got to the last 7 or 8 minutes, and that's where he dealt with the slap, his anger kind of came through, and in fact, so much so that he actually blew one of the punchlines.
One of the jokes, yeah.
Yeah, right. and he referred to that. But all in all, it was quite an incredible hour. And his stuff on the royal family was great, too. And now Harry and Meghan are invited to the coronation?
Yeah,
is that what I heard?
Yes, they apparently got their official invitation. I don't know if it was, you know, like in card form, like the rest of us get our wedding invitations, or if it's something special. But the London Sunday Times is reporting that they have officially been invited. Whether or not they will be attending the ceremony that will take place, the coronation of his father, King Charles, at Westminster Abbey on May the 6th, has not yet been announced, because it's also the fourth birthday party of their son Archie that day. So do you go to Chuck E. Cheese for Archie's birthday, or do you go to a royal coronation of your father? So they have quite the decision to make.
I don't think Megan's too happy with the Chris Rock special this morning. The last surviving member of Lynyrd Skynyrd has passed away, Dean.
Yeah, this is a sad story, but you know, this group has gone through their share of terrible things happening through the years. We're talking about guitarist Gary Rossington, the last surviving member. He accepted the group's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2006. But he was in a car accident in 1976 that almost killed him, that inspired the band's song That Smell, which is about youthful excess. And then the year after that, he survived the plane crash that killed other band members, Ronnie Van Sant and Steve and Cassie Gaines. He did have a history of heart trouble, including bypass surgery 20 years ago and also a heart attack just a few years ago. Gary Rossington from Lynyrd Skynyrd, 71 years old.
Pete Davidson was in a car accident, too. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's seems to be okay. It was an accident that took place in Beverly Hills last night. He was out cruising around with his new girlfriend, Chase Swee Wonders, and somehow, they don't really know how, his Mercedes lost control. He lost control of his Mercedes, and it plowed over a fire hydrant and then slammed into somebody's house that was right on the corner. No injuries, thankfully. There was damage to the house. Police say that they have ruled out drug or alcohol as factors into the crash. Davidson did not get a ticket. So how in the world all that happened, you know, we just don't know right now.
In Beverly Hills, sometimes a celebrity will come crashing into your home through the living room.
How about that? Somebody just, you know, sitting watching TV and
it's Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson crashes into your house.
Tell us what's going on with Woody Harrelson these days.
Woody Harrelson is starring in a new movie that'll open on Friday, which is sweet and funny and touching, called Champions. He plays a former minor league basketball coach who gets ordered to community service by a judge. And his community service is coaching a team of intellectually disabled players. And what they did in picking this cast, outside of Woody Harrelson as the coach, they actually auditioned about 200 disabled basketball players. And they, you know, chose the 10 best, those who also wanted to do some acting. And Woody talked to me about the whole experience.
I heard especially that you were so supportive and so helpful to them, because many of them had never acted before, right?
Well, it's true, but I don't know how helpful I was, because I just think they had it in spades. You know, there was hundreds of people auditioned for this, and these were the 10 best who came out of those, and many of them had never acted before. So it was really kind of staggering to see how great they were, because I wasn't sure what to expect, and so to go in the first day with the little trepidation of like, well, is this going to be like where we have the script, or do we just throw the script out, or how is this going to work? And man, it just turned out way better than I could have hoped for.
Yeah, the movie is called Champions. Really sweet. And it opens on Friday. I'll tell you much more about it then. Bob, during the break, we got a couple of entertainment breaking news stories. One is a concert announcement that's a pretty big deal. It's Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire starting a 20-city tour for this summer. And it will come to the United Center on Saturday, August the 5th. This information is just out a couple of minutes ago. Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire, they're calling it the Sing a Song All Night Long Tour. tickets are going to go on sale for this. Citibank pre-sale tickets start tomorrow. Otherwise, you have to wait until a week from today at 10 o'clock to buy your tickets for that. And also, the Motion Picture Academy just released some information about what will be happening at the Academy Awards on Sunday. And the In Memoriam section that they always do, you know, they usually have somebody singing a song or, you know, something while they show the pictures of the people who have passed away. It's going to be Lenny Kravitz singing the song during the In Memoriam section. So something to look forward to this coming Sunday.
Yeah, that's Sunday night. And quickly, before we let you go, what was number one at the box office over the weekend?
Easy winner, Creed 3, yeah, with Michael B. Jordan. Creed 3 took in $58 million domestically. It took in about another $50 million internationally. This is a record for the entire Rocky franchise. This is a bigger opening weekend for this movie than any of the Rocky movies and any of the Creed movies. So they made some history this weekend. Worth seeing. Gave it a Dean's List A. I loved it.
Even bigger than Cocaine Bear over the weekend.
Cocaine Bear sadly got dropped down to the number three spot. Ant-Man barely hung in at number two, and Cocaine Bear, which probably will be up for an Oscar next year, drops down to the number three spot.
I look forward to that. Thank you, Dean. See you tomorrow.
See you.